Joining us to talk about the Indians, Bob DiBiase of the Tribe, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. This is our Tribe Talk and Tickets with Bobby D. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, good weekend, winning 2 out of 3. That's all we need to continue to do as we get ourselves in position for October baseball. One of the few teams in Major League Baseball with 70-plus wins. It's interesting. I think there's 6 teams. Let me look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there's 6 teams in the American League with 70-plus wins, only one in the National League. Not sure what that means, but we're one of the elite teams, and 2 of the elite teams will battle each other here at 4 games at Fenway Park. It should be very, very interesting, especially tonight with 2 15-game winners going head-to-head, Corey Kluber against Rick Porcello. So should be a fun 4 days to watch some baseball, Tribe against the Boston Red Sox.
Hey, Bob, how much importance should we place on these games?
I'm not so sure that you place a whole lot of importance in the sense that we don't have really a divisional title race that we're battling. We're 12 up on the Minnesota Twins. I don't know if anything that happens right now really is an indicator for October, but I will say that both teams will have a little extra bounce to their step. Whenever you do play elite teams match up, the players get excited, no question about it. And I know our guys will have understood that we've gone through a lot of teams that we should beat. This is a team that is right now the best in baseball. So let's go test ourselves, see where we're at. It's going to be fun to watch.
It's the first time we've seen Boston all year.
And we won't see them until the end of September. So pretty odd. I don't think we've seen Tampa Bay either yet. So at home. So pretty interesting the way the schedule works. But, yeah, 4 biggies against the Boston Red Sox should be rather entertaining.
Played the highlight of the Melky Cabrera Grand Slam, and there was an Indians note that to me is just kind of an odd note. It's funny. It says here, Cabrera has driven in 12 runs over his last 7 games, the most by any Major League Baseball player since August 12th. I mean, and he wasn't even a full-time guy. I mean, you know, he's kind of one of those additions that we've had here as well. But it's funny how baseball works. People get into, you know, hot streaks and become the player of the moment, as it were.
Well, exactly. We have, what, 4 outfielders on the disabled list? So Melky has really stepped up. So has Greg Allen, the young man from our farm system, is on a nice little hitting streak, playing center field for us. You know, if anybody would have said in spring training that Greg Allen and Melky Cabrera are 2/3 of our outfield, you would have wondered what was going on with our team. But with Zimmer and Naquin, you know, Chisenhall, you know, Leonis Martin, thankfully out of the hospital. His recovery begins. It's going to be we'll have to be patient and obviously care for his health before he even thinks about baseball activities. So 4 outfielders on the DL, and we're still able to put people out there that can get the job done is a real testament to our depth.
Good to see Mike Clevinger on the mound handling himself the way, considering that Bauer maybe was out for a while, so we always have to find out the next man up, so to speak.
Yep, and next man up is right, and Mike Clevinger, absolutely. Terrific performance. He didn't really have great command yesterday, but he kept the Orioles off the board. That's the most important aspect of pitching is, you know, when you get yourself in a teeny bit of trouble, pitching yourself out of it and having a little defense behind you. And that's what happened yesterday. So, yeah, Clev's been terrific. He's got to 150 strikeouts. I think we have now our top 4 starters all with 150 or more. It's not happening often in the game of baseball where your four starters are doing that. So they're rolling along well. Trevor Bauer, it's going to be interesting to see. He's mapped out his own workout program, as you could imagine. You know, his focus and ability to, you know, understand his body and what he needs to stay sharp. He knows he's having a Cy Young type year and doesn't want to be on the sidelines for long, but we have to make sure that when he comes back, he's at full strength.
Tonight, Red Sox, Indians. Corey Kluber pitching for us tonight, right?
Yeah, and Rick Porcello, their 15-game winner, pitching for them. So we'll have two pitchers on the DL, Bauer and Chris Sale of the Red Sox. So they'll miss, both teams will miss one of their top guys. So pretty even that way. You've got two big home run hitters, you know, Jose Ramirez and J.D. Martinez are the two home run leaders in the game of baseball in the American League. So, you know, you'll have some firepower, some great pitching, and the atmosphere of Fenway. And I just think it's going to be incredibly entertaining for Hammy and Rosie and the guys on TV. So one of those that we'll all be focused on.
Yeah.
And then we go to Kansas City for the weekend before we come home to a pretty lengthy homestand, one of the 10 gamers that we'll talk about next week.
But, of course, four games with Boston, as you say, so we've got plenty of time to take on and see what happens with this the team as they travel east. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
You too, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.